हरिओम, ऑडियो इज क्लियर? जूम पीपल, ओके। सहनो भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सर्वेभ्यः करवहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्सुमद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्तिः। चञ्चलमननितरां जपाकर पल पल छिन छिन घड़ी घड़ी निसदिन पल पल छिन छिन राम जपाकर चंचल मन नितराम प्रातः समय की शुभ वेला में संध्या समय की पुलकित रजनी रोम रोम से निकले राम जपाकर चंचल मन नितराम जपाकर गहरा सागर टूटी नहीं जीवन तरनी राम खेवैया पार करेंगे राम जपाकर चंचल मन नितराम जपाकर Today, The topic of our discussion is divinizing action. So we are going to discuss the essence of Karma Yoga, a very important chapter in Bhagavad Gita. What is the purpose of action? If this question is asked to a layman, what will that person say? Perform action, fulfill the desire, get the desired object and be happy. Isn't it? This is in simple English. Why should I perform action? When I perform action, I get what I want. I get my desired object. And when I get my desired object, I am happy. So purpose of action is happiness by getting the desired object. Work hard, get the desired object, be happy. Any problem with this equation? This equation appeared to be very flawless, very innocent, absolutely perfect. And we look around, everybody is living this way only. Working hard to get our desired object. Students in the schools and colleges, they are studying so that they will get good grade, good mark. Good marks mean good job, good admission, good colleges. Good job means good money. Good money means happiness. So this equation appears to be very flawless. But then our scriptures say, you will land up in trouble. How this attitude will bind you. Karma bandhana will happen. What is bondage? Bondage is a state where we experience helplessness. Bondage is a state where we lose our freedom. That is what is bondage. When a person is bound to a pole with a rope, what happens to him? He is not free to move. He loses his freedom. He becomes helpless, isn't it? So the physical bondage we can understand. Now the scriptures say, if actions are performed unintelligently, these actions will in turn bind you. What is this bondage? We are not talking of physical bondage. We are talking of psychological bondage. A bondage at the state of mind. So now we have to first understand this bondage. Only then we will understand the value of Karma Yoga. Before understanding the value of Karma Yoga, we have to understand or be painfully aware of Karma Bandhana. So now we will discuss that aspect. When I perform action for the result, in this world, results are certain or uncertain? Uncertain. So now, my happiness is certain or uncertain? When I strive for the result, uncertain. So when I am performing action for an uncertain result, there is no guarantee I will get it or not. So then what happens to the state of mind? The mind goes through worry, tension, anxiety, stress. I don't want anxiety, but I am helplessly anxious. See the helplessness there. I don't want stress or tension, but I have no choice but to get stress. Can you see the lack of freedom there? I want peace, But I cannot be at peace. I don't want this agitations of the mind, but I am helplessly agitated. This is called as bondage. Are you able to explain? Feel what that bondage is? There is no freedom. I don't want misery, but I am helplessly miserable. This is number one. Number two. What kind of happiness do I want? Finite happiness or infinite happiness? You all want infinite happiness. When I perform finite action, even if I get a result, what result will I get? Finite result or infinite result? Why do I say that my action is finite? My action is finite because my physical abilities are finite, intellectual abilities are finite. Action is happening in a finite period of time with finite instruments. When all these things are finite, action has to be finite, and therefore the result of such an action has to be finite. Even if I get that result, I will get only finite happiness. Will it satisfy me? Once the result is over, again I perform that finite action to get that finite result. Again I perform that finite action. Kriti mahodaho patan karanam phalam shashvatam gati nirodhakam. Gati nirodhakam. I'm stuck in life. Phalam ashashvatam. I'm stuck with impermanent, uncertain results. What is my condition? Kriti maha udati udadhau padanam. There's no share of action. Again and again doing the same thing. I'm stuck. See that helplessness. The vicious cycle thing. Number three, karma, sukha dukha, raga dvesha, again, raga dvesha prerita karma. I perform action, I get the result gives me either sukha or dukha. Whichever gives me sukha, I have liking towards such objects, things, beings, and situations. Whichever gives me dukha, I dislike it. So I tend to like those things which gives me sukha. So then I perform all action to get more and more of those things. Karma, sukha dukha, raga dvesha, again karma, sukha dukha, raga dvesha. This goes on. So what happens to raga dvesha? It becomes intense, very strong. I get addicted. Intensity of raga dvesha means what? Addiction. I can get addicted to a thing. I can get addicted to a being. And I can get addicted to a situation. This addiction, is it mastery or is it a slavery? It is slavery. What is slavery? Nothing but bondage. I cannot be happy without this thing. I cannot be happy without this person. Without that person, I cannot even think of life. What is this? Slavery. Bondage. I've met such people. This lady, 90 years old, she has been with the husband for a long time and husband passed away. And now, she is not able to accept that the husband is known. And she is living in a kind of, you know, hallucination. Everything is reminding her of her husband alone. There is a walking stick tent. She is not seeing walking stick there. She is seeing her husband. There is this chapel where he used to sit. There are these chapels there. Everywhere she is seeing only miserable. able to accept. And she feels that no, no, he's there. He's gone. But that mind is not able to accept, unstable. All these are because of this. No, this is called as bondage. Our addictions to drinks and drugs, so many things. This is karma bandhana. How did this bandhana come? Repeated unintelligent karma. When actions are performed unintelligently, repeatedly, this action has a tendency to bind us. Externally, everything is okay, but internally, that person suffers. All the mental disturbances are nothing but an expression of karma bandhana only. Again, point number four. Actions are done to fulfill desires. Now, can you fulfill all your desires? No. So at the time of death, there will be some unfulfilled desire which will arise. And the next birth will be to fulfill that unfulfilled desire. That's the law of this cosmos. So, what happens when I perform action to fulfill desires? It will give me repeated births and deaths. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathareshu. Again and again coming back to this world. What is this, freedom or bondage? No, no, Swamiji, it is freedom. I love coming to this world. There is a person who said that. Because Swamiji, there are so many things to experience in this world. So many food, even now I have not eaten. Cuisines, I want to travel, see places. How can you say it is bondage? It is joy. I said, sir, you have not analyzed life properly. Many more blows are yet to come. Bhagavan, who created the world, he himself is saying, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, Dukkha. World is nothing but sorrow. Birth is a sorrow. I mean, pain, Dukkha. Death is pain. Old age is pain. Disease is pain. Separation is pain. Bhagavan himself is saying, how much ever punya karma you must have done, all this pain nobody can escape. Yes. So therefore, what is that thing because of which I am coming back again and again to this world? My yoga. This is called as karma bandhana. I am not able to escape from existing in this body. I am that infinite consciousness. Now I am packed in this little body, full of limitations and imperfections. Who caused it? My own unintelligent action. So if you say, perform action, get your result and be happy, this equation is full of defects. Just because majority of the people are doing this doesn't mean that it becomes right. This is where scriptural guidance is necessary. Without scriptures, when we live our life, we mess up. What is the mistake in this equation? What is the flaw? The mistake is the most important entity has been forgotten. And what is the most important entity? The Lord. That Lord who gave life to us. That Lord who created the world. That Lord who gave talents and abilities, the ability to perform action. You forget him and then you want to be happy. You remain ungrateful and you want to be happy. Impossible. There's a mistake. So Karma Yoga starts from here. So let us start from scratch. To be alive on this planet, how many factors are necessary? Externally, infinite factors. We need food, water, clothing, shelter, the right temperature, isn't it? The right combination of gases, the right distance between sun and the earth, the right rotation, right gravity. How many factors? Infinite factors. Externally. Internally, how many factors? Heart, kidney, liver, and so many other things. We don't know what it is. And so many functions have to happen so perfectly. Digestion, blood circulation. Every cell has to be alive. So infinite factors outside, infinite factors inside. How many factors are in our control? Not even one. And if you see this bodily function, how am I seeing? I don't know. How am I focusing my eyes? I don't know. I'm given the ability. But how it is functioning? How the ears are functioning? How the brain is functioning? How am I thinking? I don't know. How am I talking? I don't know. Fastest runner, he doesn't know how his legs are functioning. The greatest singer, that person doesn't know how the vocal cords are functioning. We are giving credits to so many people, but the real person to whom all credits belong, he comes. So when we analyze life, we come to know this life is not mine, it is a gift given to me. These abilities and talents, they are not mine. It is a gift. When I look at myself, I come to realize the four great truths of life. What are they? I am nothing. I know nothing. I have nothing. I can do nothing. This is the reality of life. I am in mode. Stop here. Spirituality starts from here. Aham Shunyosmi. Don't start with Aham Brahmasmi. You are not fit enough. That's PhD. Start from UKG. LKG, UKG. Spirituality starts from here. Oh Lord, I am in nobody. But what is our understanding? I am a somebody. And I want to become Brahman. Somebody is not enough for me. Brahman. Mess up your life. Vedanta is not for you. Start with the basics. Bhagavan, I am. Everything belongs to you. The world is designed in such a way, if you try to become somebody, the world will crush you in you. It is designed that way. This world is an ICU. You know ICU? Intensive care unit, that meaning is good. God is intensely taking care of each one of us. So it is an intensive care unit. But there is another meaning for ice. I crushing university. I crushing university. If you try to blow your ego, situations after situation will come to crush it, to prove that you are a nobody. So which is better, world crushing my ego or I myself crushing my ego? When I crush my ego, it is a painless process. When the world crushes it, it's a very painful process. Choice is yours. So spirituality begins here. Again and again, let me remind myself, I am a nobody. Remember, I am a nobody is not it's a pessimistic attitude. No, it's a reality. What is the difference between humility and inferiority complex? Both appear to be the same because both of them are saying, I am a nobody. There's a huge difference. Inferiority complex is a vice, it's a defect, whereas humility is a virtue. But what is the difference? The difference is this. When a humble person says, I am a nobody, he is still cheerful. When an inferiority complex person says, I am a nobody, he is unhappy. He says, there are so many somebodies in the world. Today I am a nobody, but someday I should become a somebody. Bigger the somebody, bigger is my happiness. There's wrong notion there. So he's always miserable. Whereas a humble person says, I am a nobody because that's a fact. And not only that, I am a nobody, everybody is a nobody. Because whatever is there in everyone's life, it is all coming from Bhagavan alone. So therefore, there is a cheerfulness. He is not trying to become a somebody. Humility is a virtue. Inferiority complex is a vice. So we are talking in spirituality not of inferiority complex. We are talking of humility. And the world is designed to make us humble. Just pay attention to the reality. That's all. You don't have to study big, big scriptures. Just pay attention. And then you will find that I am nobody. So, strong from there. God, life is yours. These abilities are yours. This world is yours. These resources are yours. These abilities and talents are yours. Now, the question is, how should I live? So, how should I live? That Lord who has given me everything, my responsibility is to make Him happy. There is something which He is expecting from us. What is expectation? Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. There is one thing which Bhagavan loves. And what is it? Dharma, righteousness. So being His children, it is our responsibility to make our parents happy, the Lord happy. And He is happy when we are walking the path of righteousness. And so therefore, with all these given talents and abilities, my only job is to make Him happy. This is in essence Karma Yoga. Yoga to unite with Karma. Uniting with God through karma, that is what is Karma Yoga. So when I perform action, what is the purpose of performing action? A karmi performs action to get a result. A karma yogi performs action for pleasing the Lord. Of course, purification. So now in Karma Yoga, we have four important aspects. Number one, kartavya nirvanam, performance of one's duties. Number two, samyak acharanam, doing it as best as we can. Number three, ഈശ്വര അർപ്പണ ബുദ്ധി. When we perform action, perform it as a worship of the Lord. And number four, Ishvara Prasada Bhakti. When results come, receive it as prasada from me. Without complaining, without grumbling, cheerfully. So these are the four things. What are the first one? Kartavya Nirvahanam, performance of one's duties. Second one, Samyak Acharanam, doing it as best as we can. Third one, Ishvara Arpana Bhakti, performing it as a worship of the Lord. Fourth one, Ishvara Prasanna Bhakti, receiving all results, all happenings as Prasanna from them. So these are the four things. So here you will find that I don't have to do extraordinary things to become Karmayogi. People say, oh, he's a great Karmayogi. He works 24 by 7. By working 24 by 7, you don't become a Karmayogi. You become a workaholic person. There's a huge difference between being a workaholic person and a Karmayogi. Just because you are doing selfless service, you don't become a Karmayogi. Please understand. Doing some charity work for so many, therefore you know necessary condition for Karma Yoga is at the back of the mind, I should know that whatever I am doing, it is by His grace. Otherwise, there are so many atheists also. They don't believe in God, but they do selfless service and call themselves Karma Yoga. Through that selfless service, they only broke their ego. I did so much. Wherever you are, perform your duties, professional duties, family duties, that's all what is expected. But how should you do? Samyak. Do it as best as you can. You need not be number one in the world. There is no comparison here. As best as you can, do it. There may be so many others who may be doing better than you. Doesn't matter. In Karma Yoga, there is no comparison. Samyak Acharan. But when you are doing Ishvara Arpana Bhakti, it is very important. God, it is because of you that I am able to do this. Never forget this. His ability, His talents, His resources, everything belongs to you. Let that be at the back of the mind all the time. Of course, can you offer anything negative to God? So it goes without saying that adharma is unacceptable. You are doing only dharmic action. How do I know whether some action is displeasing to God? There is a feeling of guilt. Whenever there is guilt, understand God is not happy with you. What if I really don't know whether it is good or bad? Fine, with whatever little knowledge you have, you keep doing it. Over a period of time, the Lord Himself from within will tell you whether it is good or bad. But once that indication has come from within, don't do it. When there is conscience prick, and there is guilt feeling, the mind is disturbed, understand what you are doing is not. Obedience is what is called as surrender. Sharanagati doesn't mean not doing anything, lying down, saying that God, you do, I'll just lie down. That is not surrender. Surrender means obedience. Whatever He likes, I will do it. Whatever He doesn't like, I will not do it. So there is a tapas involved, there is an austerity, there is a struggle. The struggle of mind and intellect, as we discussed yesterday. And that struggle, the mind becomes purified. And that purification, you become more and more qualified to experience that divine presence in you. Ishvara Arpana Bhakti. And the last one, Ishvara Prasada Bhakti. Once you have performed action, naturally the world will bless you with results. The result may be inferior, the result may be superior. What should be your attitude? Plus on the buddhi. Bhagavan, it has come from you. You are the result giver. Karturajnaya prapyate phalam kim param karma tacharam. Karturajnaya phalam prapyate. So this result has come from him. He has given me. So therefore, what should be your attitude? No complaining, no grumbling. Cheerful acceptance of choiceless situation. But suppose there is a choice, then exercise your choice. Your abilities have been given to exercise. But there are situations where it is a choiceless situation. You can't do anything. Then there should be a cheerful acceptance. God, in your infinite knowledge, you are doing this. So definitely, you must be right. You cannot be wrong. People like us, alpajnaha, alpashaktiman, knowledge is less. We can make mistake, but you cannot make mistake. How can omniscient, all-knowing God make mistake? Impossible. So cheerful acceptance. That is called as Ishvara Prasadavuti. So this, in short, is Karma Yoga. Now, how does a Karma Yogi come out of these defects which we had discussed earlier? The bondage due to limited action, the bondage due to uncertain results, the bondage of repeated birth, the bondage of addiction. How does Karma Yogi come out of all this? Number one, his happiness doesn't depend upon the results. So whether the result is finite or uncertain, what does it matter? My joy is in pleasing the Lord. If I have done dharmic action, then he is happy with me. Now, pleasing God, is it a certain or uncertain? It is definitely certain. As long as your intentions are pure, actions are good, attitude is evilness, God is happy. There is no uncertainty there. So therefore, a Karma Yogi's happiness doesn't depend on the results. And therefore, he is free from that bondage of results. And now what is his attitude when he performs action? Bhagavan, I am an instrument, you are the doer. So now, the result should go to whom? To the instrument or the doer of the doer. So therefore, the result goes to Bhagavan. I am free from karma, you see. There is one question which people generally ask. Swamiji, if everything God does, then the criminal actions of the criminal also must belong to God. He is the one who is making that criminal do the crime. Please understand. When a criminal is going to do a crime, there is a warning from within. Don't do it. Yes or no? Definitely yes. He might not listen to it. He may ignore the voice. That is his choice. The voice is there. Now, when I am performing an action, ignoring his guidance, whose action it is? Bhagavan's action or my action? My action. So every adharmic act is mine. But when I am doing something noble, what is his attitude? He inspires. So it is that inspiration which is making me capable of performing a noble action. So whose action it is? His. So every good action belongs to him. Every ignoble action belongs to us. So now that karma phala goes to Bhagavan, because I am just an instrument in the hands of the Lord, will there be punarabhi jananam? No, because karma phala is not there. You see? So this way, karma yogi becomes free from all defects of action. And now compare a karmi versus a karma yogi. Karma is a person who performs action for results. Karma yogi is a person who performs action for facing the law. Now compare. While performing action, who turns out better action, a karmi or a karma yogi? Karmi is full of tension, worry, anxiety. Will I get it or not? Will it happen or not? Karmi performs action with a disturbed mind. Karma yogi is performing action with a peaceful mind. So naturally, the action of a karmi will be inferior, because any action done with a disturbed mind is inferior. Action of a karma yogi will be superior. Whenever you perform action with a peaceful mind, that action is the best, your best. So naturally, if action is superior, what will be the results of those actions? It has to be superior. So even from a very material standpoint also, karma yogi is at a higher advantage. Assuming that both of them have the same talents and the same environment, a karma yogi's result is much, much superior, because he's performing action with a soul. So while performing action, karma yogi's mind is peaceful. After getting the result, what is his mind? Peaceful. Because Ishvara Prasad. What about a karmi? While performing action, mind is disturbed. After getting the results, mind is disturbed. Either he is complaining that he did not get whatever he wanted, or he is super excited, he got much more. In both cases, he will end up drunk. Nowadays, that is a trend. How do you celebrate success? Drink. How do you go to the misery of failure? Drink. See the difference. There's a huge difference between karmi and a karmi yogi. And such a karmi yogi who's living throughout his day very peaceful at the seat of meditation, what will be the state of his mind? Absolutely peaceful. So on one side, there is material prosperity because his actions are class. On the other side, there is spiritual evolution. He inches closer to God. His mind becomes pure. His heart becomes filled with noble virtues, humility, gratitude, devotion. Action becomes a blessing in disguise, because Ishvararpitam Nechaya Kritam Chitta Shodhakam Mukti Sadhakam. Actions, when it is done as a worship of the Lord, Ishvararpitam Nechaya Kritam, not with a desire for the result, Chitta Shodhakam, mind becomes pure, Mukti Sadhakam. Such a person becomes liberated. The greatest goal becomes one with the divine. See, there is no comparison between a karmi and a karmi. Action is a double-edged weapon. If you wrongly handle it, that action will harm you. But if you rightly handle it, that weapon will liberate you. Bless you. There is another advantage of karmi. See, when a person perform action for his family, and when he falls sick, who has to take care of him? Family has to take care of him. When a person does all his duties for an organization, and when he leaves something, who has to take care of him? Organization. When a person performs action for God, and if he is in trouble, who has to look after him? See the difference? Just imagine omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God looking after you. Can you ask for anything more? there is a LIC, you know LIC, what is it in India? Corporation, Life Insurance Corporation. You know that their motto, logo, it is Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. That has been stolen from Bhagavad Gita. We'll take care of your welfare and well-being, Yoga Kshemam. Which is better, LIC taking care of your Yoga Kshema or Bhagavan taking care of you? In fact, LIC doesn't take care of your Yoga Kshema. If I die, others are benefited, not me. The difference. Bhagavan looking out. Ishtan bhogan hi bhudevaha dasyante. Whatever your desires are, the cosmos will ensure that it is fulfilled. Yajna bhavita, because you are living a life of yajna, a life of sacrifice, a life dedicated to pleasing God is a life of sacrifice. What are you sacrificing? Your own likes and dislikes. For such a person, the cosmos will ensure that his every desire is Tasmat Sarvagatam Nityam. That Supreme Lord is establishing Yajna. In the language of Bhagavatam, Aham Bhakta Parahina. Bhagavan says, Aham Bhakta Parahina. I'm a servant of my devotee. Whatever he says, I have to do it. If he asks me to dance, I will have to dance. Gopis made Krishna dance. You the God of the universe is ever ready to serve this human. So this is Karma. What a beautiful way of living life. Now there is a question. How can we perform action without expecting results? Karmanyevadhikaraste. Is it practically possible? You are absolutely right. It is not possible. You can't perform action without expecting results. A karma yogi also wants a certain results. What is the result he wants? My devotion for God should grow. My dispassion should grow. My love for God should grow. My relationship with God should grow. I want to please Him. I want to get liberation. We are all in this. So, without having a result in mind, nobody can perform action. Prayojanam anuddishya mandopinam pravartate. Even a dull-witted fellow cannot work without. There should be a prayojan. So, but when it is said like this, perform action without expecting results, what does it mean? Without expecting material results. That's all it means. Spiritual results we want. And that is why we are giving up material results. Even that material results also will come in plenty. But my focus is not on result, my focus is on something higher. That is the meaning. Otherwise, very many people say, yeah, Bhagavad Gita says, perform action without result. I don't know how to do it, so better give up that philosophy. The whole of Karma Yoga is what we see. We see in Hanumanji. Sundarkand is the, you know, demonstration of what is Karma Yoga. Hanumanji absolutely at the feet of Bhagavan. It is said in Tulsi Ramayana, Hanumanji crossed the ocean like the arrow shot from the bow of Hanumanji is compared to the arrow. A beautiful comparison. See, it is the arrow which is flying. It is the arrow which is going and hitting the target. We see the glory of arrow, but the shooter we don't see. Isn't it? Actually, there is no glory for arrow. All glory belongs to the shooter only. The direction is decided by the shooter, the speed, the target, everything, but the shooter is seen. So Hanumanji flew like the arrow shot by the. And there is nothing which Hanumanji could not. This is what happens. When you do Bhagwan's work, it is Bhagwan's responsibility to see that you are empowered. If knowledge is needed, it will come. If physical strength is needed, it will come. If money is needed, it will come. If people are needed, it will come. He has to provide. It is his duty to see that you are successful in your endeavor. And that is beautifully demonstrated in Sundarakanda. Crossing ocean. Possible. If Bhagavan has empowered you, what is impossible? Lifting a huge mountain. Possible. Sarvashaktiman Bhagavan, what is impossible for him? It is said when Hanumanji was setting fire to the Lanka, 49 different kinds of winds started blowing. When the cosmos itself is supporting you in fulfilling your desire, who can stop you? And Hanumanji's tail, he did not feel that burning sensation. The power of fire to burn is coming from the Lord. How dare the fire burn a devotee of the Lord? In Kenopanishad, that story comes. A blade of grass. Agni Devata is not able to burn that. So, this is the lesson we have to learn. There is a way to live. There is a way to perform our duties and responsibility. There is a way. Learn this way. Bless yourself and bless everyone. That's the topic is also important. जय 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 राघव जानकी वल्लभा जय जय राघव जानकी वल्लभा जय सुर नर सेविता जाम्बवंत पूजिता जय सुर नर सेविता जाम्बवंत जय सुर नर सेविता जाम्बवंत पूजिता जय सुर नर सेविता जय 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 राघव जानकी वल्लभा जनार्दना जगन्नाथ जानकी कांत राम जनार्दना जगन्नाथ जानकी जनार्दना जगन्नाथ जानकी कांत राम जनार्दना जय 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 राघव जानकी वल्लभा। जानकी वल्लभा ओ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सर्वे सन्तु निरामया, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। असतो मा सद्गमय, तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय, मृत्यो मा अमृतं गमय। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि
वॉज इट क्लियर जूम पीपल?
Today
यस,
it was much better.
बेटर,
Very good.
वेरी गुड।
Swamiji, today it was much better.
ओके ओके गुड।
Thank you, हरिओम स्वामी जी.
हरि ओम, हरि ओम,
हरि ओम, प्रणाम्स।
प्रणाम। How to demonstrate, not by preaching but by demonstrating. You have to show it. The children must see the difference. The whole world miserable, and here is this person peaceful. Any person who has peace, you can automatically get attracted to that person. Because peaceful person is always right, and disturbed person is always wrong. So in your life, when you carry yourself, even in the thick of the world, fulfilling duties, responsibilities, and here is this person, always peaceful, always cheerful, sweet words, never yelling, never shouting, handling things beautifully well. Silently, your family members start adoring you. And any person towards whom you have a